This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization is urging governments to implement a comprehensive, aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says it is difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind the surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue spreading with relentless speed around the world. Lindemeyer explains many countries were unprepared to test, treat, and track those infected when the virus struck. He says many still lack the capacity to implement these important measures. He says the lack of medical equipment, tests, personnel, hospital beds, ventilators, and other essential items is a global problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As nations hunker down to limit exposure to the virus, U.S. President Donald Trump is urging fast action to blunt the impact. AP Sagarmagani reports.
The president says if Americans follow government guidelines like avoiding crowds and staying home if they're older,
our country can be rolling again pretty quickly.
He's urging cities and states to issue their own restrictions. The virus has now touched all 50 states, with the first confirmed case in West Virginia. For now, the president says he's not ready to announce any sort of domestic travel ban, but says Americans should skip any trips anywhere.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Canada have agreed today to temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel. It should not impact trade. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Elsewhere, the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Saudi Arabia, which leads the G20, says it will act in any way necessary to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based financial analyst Louis Wong says that may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus in some countries seems to be out of control.
He says investors are torn between the two uncertainties. I'm Julie Walker.
A new study on the COVID-19 virus suggests the virus can remain infectious longer than first thought. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The highly contagious novel coronavirus that has exploded into a global pandemic might be even more transmittable and resilient than previously thought. A new study published Tuesday shows the virus can remain viable and infectious in droplets in the air for hours and on surfaces up to days. The tests, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, show that when the virus is released into the air, carried by the droplets released when someone coughs or sneezes, it was able to still infect people for at least 3 hours. The U.S. National Institutes of Health said the study affirmed their guidance to use precautions such as avoiding crowds and cleaning or disinfecting objects and surfaces.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Former Vice President Joe Biden swept to a decisive victory in three Democratic primaries Tuesday night. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Joe Biden coasted to a blowout victory over Bernie Sanders with Democratic primary victories in three U.S. states on Tuesday. It puts pressure on Sanders to end his campaign as chances for a comeback dwindle. As the votes came in, the former vice president made a more somber national address from his home, calling for national unity amid the coronavirus outbreak.
You know, tackling this pandemic is a national emergency, akin to fighting a war. And it's going to require leadership and cooperation from every level of government.
As the pandemic reaches across the country, polls ahead of the three primaries found a majority of voters trusted Biden more than Sanders to handle a major crisis.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. On Wednesday, Sanders plans to talk with supporters to assess his campaign after his latest primary losses. At least 13 American journalists stand to be expelled from China in response to what officials say is unwarranted restrictions on Chinese media agencies. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.